Hi, my name's Derek, and this podcast is about what you should do if you receive a managed migration notice from the Department of Work and Pensions telling you that your existing legacy benefits are ending and that you need to claim Universal Credit. Universal Credit's a new benefit that replaces six existing means-tested benefits. These are income support, income-based job seekers allowance, income-related employment and support allowance, housing benefit, child tax credit and working tax credit. These are known as the legacy benefits. The government plans to ask all existing legacy benefit claimants to move onto Universal Credit instead, and it calls this managed migration onto Universal Credit. Once you've been selected for managed migration, you'll receive a managed migration notice. This is a letter from the Department for Work and Pensions telling you that any legacy benefits are stopping and giving you a date by which they want you to claim Universal Credit instead. When you're likely to get a managed migration notice depends on your circumstances, including where in the UK you live. See Contact's website for up-to-date information about the timetable. Once you've received a managed migration notice, it's really important that you read it to find out what steps you need to take to claim Universal Credit. Although the process of moving from legacy benefits to Universal Credit is called managed migration, this phrase is misleading. No one's actually going to automatically transfer you over onto Universal Credit. Instead, you'll need to make a claim for Universal Credit to make sure that this new benefit is ready to replace the legacy benefits that are ending. If you don't claim Universal Credit when asked, you could be left in a situation where your legacy benefits stop and you have no Universal Credit to replace them. Once you've received a managed migration notice, you'll only have a limited amount of time within which to make a claim if you want to make sure you don't lose out. If you don't claim within certain deadlines, not only will there be a long delay between your legacy benefits stopping and Universal Credit starting, but if you're someone who'd qualify for less money on Universal Credit, you won't be able to get any transitional protection top-up payments to make sure you aren't left worse off. Transitional protection is only available to people who claim under the managed migration rules and within the given timescales. Your managed migration notice will include a deadline date by which you need to have claimed Universal Credit. This is usually 3 months from the date that you were sent your managed migration notice. You can claim earlier than the deadline date if you want to, in which case your legacy benefits will stop sooner and you would be able to get Universal Credit a bit sooner. But if you haven't claimed by the deadline date, this will be the date on which your legacy benefits stop. What this means in practice is you have a choice about whether you claim Universal Credit as soon as you get your managed migration notice or wait until nearer your deadline date. Which is best for you will depend on your individual family circumstances, and in particular, if there's going to be particular changes of circumstances within the next 3 months. If possible, try to speak to a benefits advisor about when would be the best time to make a claim. If you'll struggle to claim Universal Credit by the deadline date in your letter, you can try and ask the DWP for an extension. Guidance suggests that good reasons for extending your deadline date might include things like having health problems or having significant caring responsibilities. However, a request for an extension in the deadline can only be considered if you ask for it before your deadline date, and please remember you have no right of appeal if an extension is refused. If you miss your deadline, it's still possible to make a claim for Universal Credit, but you will need to act fast if you don't want to lose out. So long as you claim Universal Credit within 1 month of your deadline date passing, your Universal Credit claim can be automatically backdated to the deadline date. The last day of this extra month is known as your final deadline date. So for example, if the deadline date in your managed migration notice is the 20th of December, your final deadline date would actually be the 19th of January. If you miss your deadline date but claim before your final deadline date, not only will your claim be backdated, but you'll still be eligible for transitional protection to make sure you're no worse off. If you miss your final deadline date, it is still possible to make a late claim for universal credit, but you won't get any transitional protection to make sure you aren't worse off. Given this, you should try and make sure you do everything you can to claim before your final deadline date. If you're currently on tax credits and have savings of over £16,000, you should still be sent a managed migration notice. Now, you may think there's no point in claiming universal credit because your savings are too high. However, it is still worth making a claim. So long as you claim under managed migration rules, universal credit will temporarily ignore any savings you have above £16,000 for up to 12 months. This means the only way that a tax credit claimant with more than £16,000 in capital can get universal credit is if they wait to get a managed migration notice and then make sure they lodge their claim before their final deadline date. Thanks for listening. See our webpages at contact.org.uk for more details.